Welcome to the Fixed Ops Roundtable podcast, featuring Ted Ings and his distinguished guests. Each week, you'll gain valuable insights to level up your game in retail automotive's fixed operations. This episode is brought to you by BG Products, partners beyond product. And now, here's Ted Ames.
Welcome back to the Fixed Ops Roundtable. Sarah Hoagie is with us. She was on a panel just recently on BDC, a very impressive panel, and we invited her back to learn more about her and the great work she's doing. Sarah, welcome to the Fixed Ops Roundtable.
Thank you so much for having me, Ted. And that was such a great, strong panel with a lot of experience. I thought I took away a few items, key items from the panel. So thank you for having us. I really appreciated it.
No, you've got a tremendous amount of knowledge. I was very impressed, Sarah. And you're right, you were accompanied by some retailers on there. And I thought that was just amazing. So for our audience, give us a little background. Who is Sarah Hoagie? And tell us about you.
I started off in automotive in 99. So a little bit ago, this is, I think, my 25th year actually in automotive. I started off selling cars cradle to grave. Maybe one of the first internet sales consultants. CRMs were new. We were getting leads by fax machine for a large group, 10 Ford stores in Rochester, New York, that did a collection of Ford stores together. And then I left there after a couple of years and ran a new, it was new, you know, BDCs were new 23 years ago. Ran a call center for a large group. He had 10 franchises, John Holtz in Rochester, New York. So I worked for John for quite some time. He was very good to me and just allowed me to move within automotive. So every couple of years, I had a new position. I was a service manager for a few years.
Really?
Wow. Finance manager. Yeah, I know a lot of people like, you are a service manager. I'm going to tell you, I always say there's two really hard positions in a car dealership because I think I've been in all of them except for accounting, which I pretty much am now, and parts. I haven't been in parts, but service manager is definitely one of the most difficult positions I've had. And then BDC director, you know, it's always evolving and changing. So, and then I was a finance manager as well. And then I took a little bit of time away from automotive. I was bored to tears. I left for 6 months. I was like, man, I really want to go back into the craziness. So I became a BDC director for two more larger stores. And then a lot of people just started calling saying, you know, how do you create a call center? How do you fix a CRM? I've heard you know how to do this. So I moonlighted a little bit and set up a lot of stores. I would set up their CRM. I would set up their workflows. And then I really went out on my own about, I want to say 10 to 12 years ago, I went on my own, started setting up call centers for car dealerships. And then about 4 years ago, I was partnered with another call center. He was an outsourced virtual call center, and I would send him some business for dealers who didn't want to have their own call center or BDC, because let's face it, it's kind of hard and you need a lot of resources. People sometimes are hard to find, having the right structure in real estate. So I partnered with him, and then I really went out on my own. Unfortunately, that call center owner passed away, and I ended up starting my own virtual call center. So here I am. It's 25 years later in automotive, and just a great journey. It's just been a really great journey.
So you go back to the days of the internet. Remember the internet customer? Handling those internet leads and the fax. Yeah.
The fax machine. Yeah. And the best part was, at the time, there was a sales consultant. He's no longer with us, but he said, you're never going to be able to sell cars out of that box. Good luck with that. And I said, you know, I really had to make money. I was out on my own. I was 22 years old. And I said, look, if I sell more cars than you this month, your wife, she was Italian. He was Italian. I go, she's going to make dinner for everybody here in the dealership. Okay. And he goes, you're on. And that month, it was my first month in automotive. He sold 6 cars, which in Rochester, in a snowstorm.
Depends on the month in Rochester. Yeah.
Yeah. And I sold 12. And his wife came in. She made dinner for everybody in the dealership. She hugged and kissed me. And he always had my back after that. He would plate my cars. He taught me how to sell cars. So, you know, sometimes you just have to earn the respect of, you know, the guys in the dealership. So they saw me working hard. It was fun.
And that was a time when there was a lot of resistance in many dealerships to having a business development center. We don't need one. That's an extra expense. Who's going to do it? Whose customers are going to be? How are we going to handle the customer when they come in? And now look at today, fast forward, look at the work you're doing. And I recall you said on the panel, you know, this is elite BDC. Okay. We are the elite. So take us through the kind of work you're doing now, because, you know, now you see in service and you can relate, obviously, from your retail background, especially having walked the walk of the service manager. That's such a critical position, that service aspect of the BDC.
I mean, service, you know, you have to retain them, you have to keep them, you have to always, customers always right, you know. So I learned a lot as a service manager. And I do, you know, if you're going to have a call center, you want to be the best. So I just believe in constantly looking at technology. We're working with 8 different artificial intelligence companies. Mm-hmm. We're seeing how is the customer experience all the way around, by calling, texting, messaging, emailing. Did we take care of them? Did we do the right thing? While their vehicle was in for service, did we take care of everything it needs to be taken care of? Because sometimes they're only coming in, what, once a year? So if they're in for that one time a year, did we try to upgrade them to another vehicle? Did we get all their recalls done? Did we order all the parts? Were they due for a state inspection? So it's really seizing the opportunity, right? And then making sure you're maintaining compliance. There's so many different compliance laws now. So you have to make sure not only did you take care of the customer, but did you follow all the laws on top of it?
Number one topic by far is the phones. And I don't mean high tech. I mean, like, we need someone to answer the phone. Okay.
Yes.
And that has been now for the past couple of years.
Yeah. And I do have to say, I've learned a lot. You learn a lot by people. And a lot of dealers say, look, I'm having a lot of turnover. And I said, look, this is a pay-to-play atmosphere now. If you want good people on the phone, not only do you have to hire them and pay them, but you have to educate them and train them. And then you have to think of ways to maintain and keep them retained with you after you have done all of that. So you have to do right by your employees. And I do have to say, now that I have employees, we ask them, you know, what do you need? What do you want? How can we make this better? How can we make this a better work environment? We've recently said, look, we want them to have their birthdays off because it's a waste. Let's be honest. I just had mine and it was like 500 messages all over the place in every direction. So it's going to be a distraction. I've learned a 35-hour work week for a BDC agent is a very healthy work week. If they want to work 40 hours, you can. But I'm going to schedule you for 35 because I think between traveling, kids' sports, different things that are coming up in life, you hear the word anxiety all the time. Everybody has anxiety. So, okay, let's make it, I hate to say it, maybe Europe did the right thing with a 35-hour work week. We're going to schedule you for 35. If you want to work 40, you can, but you have to be here for 35 hours. So just doing things differently because, you know, if you do what you've done, you're going to get what you got. So you always have to evolve. So we just evolve.
A lot of changes in the past several years in the auto industry. We're hearing now a lot of talk, Sarah, about dealership culture. Culture is being important, about having a career path in the dealership where people can advance. And, you know, different types of work weeks, okay? We see a number of dealerships here on the roundtable who have experimented and have gone to 4-day work weeks, not just for technicians. I mean, everybody, dealership-wide, administrative, sales, the whole thing, okay? We have one group on here that's closed, a big group out west, that's closed on Mondays. And they give all their employees Sunday and Monday off, the Champ Automotive Group, okay? And they're closed on Mondays. And you would think that in, Sarah, you know what Mondays are like, right?
Right.
You would think you're going to miss out on that. And they haven't skipped a beat. And the quality of life for the employees. So, I mean, these are things we didn't used to see, you know, years ago, you know, back when we got started.
Mm-hmm. Correct. I know, you know, BDC tends to have a high turnover. And in order for you to prevent that turnover, you have to listen. So we have a chat. We use chat very frequently to communicate with our agents so that we can hear them. We have a fun section in the chat so that we can, you know, see what other people have going on. We do a lot of contests, a lot of games, a lot of spiffs, but really just listening and hearing what they have to say and making sure that they feel like they're a part of the company is what really keeps them and retains them. I really took a couple growth models from a couple large companies. I like to see, you know, every agent and every person, every employee, they evolve at a different pace. Some are very analytical and they have to break down every single part of their job and it takes them a little bit longer. I have others that they can take things and learn things really quickly. So what we decided was as you learn and grow and you're able to handle more, we're going to increase your hourly rate. If you're slower at it, you're slower at it, but your hourly rate doesn't increase until you're able to show us that you can do more. And what do they say? I mean, I see it all over the like social media. Don't lose an employee for $2 an hour. It's not worth it. It's going to bite you in the end. So for us, as they learn and grow, we want them to be compensated more. And we don't want to hold anyone back. We don't want to handcuff anybody. So everybody knows your income potential is not capped, but maybe your ability to learn is capped, you know? So, and we do, we have some employees that after a month, I'm like, they are so impressive. They need to be moved up at a different hourly rate. And we have others that we can't get there because they have bad attendance and, you know, and I hate to say it, those are more of like your 10%, but if you want to be elite and you want to be a great employee, sky's the limit. It really is.
All right. So for our audience watching today, we've got dealers, general managers, service, parts managers. Parts gets a lot of phone calls too. Used car managers, the whole gamut. How do they hire elite BDC? Do they outsource their calls to you? Do you ever come and do training for the dealers? Give us the backstory on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do multiple things. If you decide you would like training, we do virtual training. We don't do a lot of in-person training. Me personally, I love in-person training. It's great. However, you will always need some type of maintenance after that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have just decided we'll do virtual training. You can contact us. We'll give you a 30-minute demo or our curriculum is what we provide. It's a minimum of 3 months to do training. And then you can decide if you want to do month to month from there. For virtual call center, we recommend the same thing. We need to know about your business and we're a custom call center. So not every dealership, not every area is the same. And we do backup services. So some dealers might say, look, I have three people during the day that can handle this, but you really need coverage 8 a.m. till 9 o'clock at night. Monday through Saturday and hours on Sunday. So you can do backup services too, where we help out when you're not staffed or you, let's face it, a lot of people are calling in sick. All of a sudden you don't have anybody. You have somebody that goes out for a funeral. Now you really don't have anybody. So we're just there to help back up the store too. So we do full service or we do back services and we recommend a demo to go because the technology is really important to review.
You know this part of the business extremely well, Sarah. And you're right. People call in sick and there are different times of the day. People go to lunch. Okay. People want to get the status on their vehicle. They're calling in, you know, early in the morning during rush hour. You know, people are contacting us and, you know, we have a lot of vehicles coming in on the drive, people picking up vehicles later on. There's weekends, you know, there's the whole thing, but it's such an important part of our business. Sarah, very impressed with you. Thank you for being on the panel as well. I know you're friends with Michelle McLean, who's
a big partner,
so she speaks very highly of you. If our audience wants to reach out and learn more, what's the best way? I see a website. I see.
Yeah, so our website, elitepdc.com, or you can call our business line, 407-307-1818. You can try to email me too, just Sarah, no H, so S-A-R-A at elitepdc.com. And I'll be glad to help you. And we always do, even if you need a free analysis or if you need free CRM recommendations, we do that as well. No charge, 30 minutes, and we can really help move the needle just through a free consultation too.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much. Happy birthday. I'm a little late with that.
Thank you.
Appreciate all you do for the industry. Everybody, thank Sarah Hoagie from Elite BDC with us at the Fixed Ops Roundtable.
Thanks, Tan.